out and about, getting you going on Saturday morning with Rosie on the house. Because you certainly don't want to stay in your bedroom.
Now let me redeem myself. I'm not all bad news. And the crickets, and by the way, the crickets, everybody liked the cricket power bars. So, you know, had a happy ending.
Hey, to say I like the power bar with crickets in it is a stretch.
You don't like any power bars, so you don't count.
Well, that's true. That's true.
So, anyway, we're talking through keeping our bedrooms a safe, nice place to sleep. We talked about low VOC paint and flooring, right? Okay, now let's just talk about the bed itself.
Okay.
The mattress, if it's made of polyurethane, has been treated. Okay. So what you want to do is find a natural bed. There's two places that I know of that I found in my research. Crate and Barrel and the Futon Shop both have beds that are natural fibers. And there are some fibers, natural fibers, that don't even require fire retardant because they're naturally repellent. And wool is one of them. Organic cotton.
Well, so is asbestos, but I don't think you'd want a mattress of asbestos, would you?
We're not. We're talking about nice organic things.
Okay.
So, I think the more people wait those things out and show that they're going to buy the other stuff,
mm-hmm.
the more they'll come. Of course, if you're going to buy these things, they are more expensive because the demand isn't as high yet.
Sure.
And it's a lot more work to create these things. That's why, you know, that's why we have all the other stuff, because it's easy and cheap.
I have a gross question.
Hmm.
So if our own bed and bedroom are this filthy, and we travel a lot, do we really want to know how filthy the motel rooms are that we stay in?
No. I've always wondered that, but I try not to think about it too hard. But so if you have...
Start bringing our own linens?
Well, let's talk about how you cover your mattress. So if you don't, if you can't afford a new mattress now, you're going to buy some dust mite impermeable wrap and put it on your mattress and on your pillows.
Okay.
Because one of the big allergens in the bedroom is dust mites. Your mattress is full of millions of them. They like warmth. They like moisture. You know, so if you're when you're there every night, you're dumping all these little dust mite things and they're breeding. So you wrap your mattress, and also when you buy your linens,
mm-hmm.
you buy organic cotton or bamboo or they have some really neat things out now.
Non-permapress. Okay.
And you launder them in very hot water.
Okay.
And that keeps your bed clean.
Now, how about, so we're getting our house clean, but then how about all the green guys that say don't ever do laundry in warm water?
Well, you know,
always wash in coal.
Well, TEP was actually one of the speakers at
TEP, Tucson Electric Power.
Tucson Electric was giving one of the speeches, and he said, do cold water wash and hang them on the line. So I actually emailed him this week because... If you do that, you're not killing anything. And then if you have sickness in the house, you're certainly not doing anybody any favors.
A little flu going around. Mm-hmm. It knocked a couple people and families that we know just absolutely on their back recently.
Yeah, and you're passing it around. So, no, he admitted, you know, that if that's kind of things going on or if you have any kind of extenuating circumstances.
Did your research show you what temperature we need to get the water to actually sanitize the sheets?
Well, I saw between 120 and 130. I saw both numbers listed. So you want it good and hot.
Okay.
So that's some things you can do. And then, of course, your bed covers and your blankets should all be organic.
And we covered our mattress with that dust mite bed bug cover just because we travel so much. Mm-hmm. And, not knowing
what we were bringing home. That's right. They were supposed to be able to get in your suitcase and come home with you.
We sleep on a California King.
Mm-hmm.
And that bed cover was about $80, the mattress cover.
I don't think it was even that much, but it zips completely up. I mean, the whole thing goes right in there.
Yeah.
So, I went home last week, and I ripped the bed apart. I washed everything in hot water. I vacuumed up underneath the bed.
I went back in the bedroom. I thought a bomb had gone off. The mattress was on the floor. The pillows were all spread out all over. I thought, holy cow. Jennifer's got into her nesting routine for some reason, and I found out later that evening what she was up to.
Well, all these things are really big issues for young mothers. Pregnant women, young babies. You want to be sure that you get your sleeping things completely free. And there's two companies I just wanted to mention, Baby Bjorn and Orbit Baby. Both make products that are very green and clean for your little ones.
And again, the two places that sell the organic material mattresses?
Crate and Barrel and the Futon Shop.
I'd be curious just to stop in and see what they look and feel like. Interesting. Okay. All right, making your bedroom safe for habitation. Once again, that's my wife, Jennifer Romero. You can thank her for grossing us out every single Saturday morning. Where do you want to go, bud? You're trying to punch up some numbers. We got Matt, and we got Matt.
Let's start with Matt. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for taking me. Hey, Rosie, you keep using that bed bug cover. I don't want to be taking any calls from you on those.
Okay, all right. Very good. Very good.
Hey, question for you. I'm remodeling a house, and we're working on a bathtub, or a shower, rather, and taking the old neck out of the 90-degree, and the threads on it broke off inside that fitting in the wall. And we've only got about a quarter inch of thread stuck there in that fitting, and it's behind a composite shower wall, and it's beneath an AC and on the other side of a fireplace. And there's just no real good way to get in there. And we've already ruined a couple of extractor tools trying to get it out. Any great ideas? Any direction you can point me on that?
Okay, Matt. This is a last-ditch effort that has worked well for me in the past. You're going to hate me while you're doing it. But a couple things you can do is get a hacksaw blade and take it off the saw. Set it in there and just start scoring the little bit of nipple that's left in there. I do it 90 degrees apart from each other, so you just score it into two half circles. Then put the extractor tool on it. Very often you've weakened it enough that the extractor tool collapses it on itself.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.